The Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts presents the Sunday, June the 17th, 2018 Father's Day edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. This year entitled Great Men of Gospel Music, produced and hosted by evangelist and pastor teacher Donley Vernon Brown.
Thank you. Dear God, thank you for everything you've done for my family. Thank you for keeping us safe.
You are good, yeah. Lord, we love you.
Lord, it's been rough at times, but you helped us through.
You are good, yeah, yeah.
Please bless other families to make it through bad times.
Lord, we love you.
Lord, bless my dad, my mom, my sister, the president, and all my family and friends.
You are good, yeah, yeah.
Lord, bless everyone who hears this CD. If they don't feel good, please help them feel better.
Lord, we love you, yeah.
Lord, bless our country and the troops, my school, and everyone's school.
You are good, yeah, yeah. Lord, we love you.
And most of all, bless someone to be better friends with you because of my dad's music.
You are good.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. 5:22 here on Sounds of Praise. This is our Sunday, June 17th, 2018, Father's Day edition, coming to you from 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown. On this Father's Day, I got a little break here. We begin with our program theme, Kirk Whalum, Kenneth Whalum III, and Hugh Whalum with Fit to Battle. A New Day theme, Eddie Williams and the Caravans with Lord Keep Me Day by Day. Then we had a theme song, TW, with When You Praise. And we just heard, that was followed by our co-theme, Brian Bullock and Ashmont Hill with I Will Give You Praise. We just heard Brianne Michelle and Darius Sean Hammond with our thank you prayer here on Sounds of Praise. 5:23 is the Sounds of Praise time, and this is our special Father's Day program brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, entitled Great Men of Gospel Music. On Mother's Day, we had great women of gospel music, so I think it's only fair. We have great men of gospel music. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate some of this great music that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. You can give us a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. We plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you. I'll pray for you. I'll pray for someone up here again. You need to go to that phone. It's your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. And He deserves all the praise for what He's already done. We just like to know about that, because I always say nothing encourages faithful prayer more so than to hear what God has done in the life of somebody else. And so therefore, your prayer requests and your praise reports are very important parts of this ministry. We want to pray with you, and we want to praise God with you for all that He's doing. And when we can praise God with you, that encourages our lives and other lives as well. Okay, 5:25 here on Sounds of Praise. Let's keep the program rolling. This is Brian Courtney Wilson, and It Will Be All Right. That's what fathers do. They encourage, good, godly fathers do. They encourage their family that going through tough times, just hold on to Jesus. He will make it all right. Can you say amen?
Y'all say this with me.
Alright, alright. It's gonna be alright.
Y'all try.
Alright, alright.
It's gonna be.
It's gonna be alright.
with them.
All right, all right. Ooh. It's gonna be all right.
It will be.
All right.
It will be.
All right.
You're gonna make
it. Make it through even the darkest night.
Well, you
might have to cry.
You're a victor and not a victim.
All right.
I said you're a victor and not a victim. y'all don't mind it here, I'm gonna need a little more time to tell you, to present my evidence for why I believe it will be alright. I need to tell you that I've been through some dark nights, and those dark nights went in the weary days. And truth be told, some of them days I felt like giving up, walking away, throwing in the towel. But then I remember who God is to me. Yeah. He is the source of my strength, and He gives me strength to win this fight. But even when I'm too weak to face the battle, He is a keeper who can make everything all right. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. 'Cause He kept Daniel in the lion's den, and He kept Joseph the dreamer in a foreign land. He kept the Hebrew boys safe from the flame. In fact, we ought to pause right here and bless His holy name. Help me say it.
Jesus.
He kept David when he was cowering in the cave. And He kept Lazarus when he was rotting in the grave. Position. Well, He kept my mama on her bed of affliction. He keeps my children safe and protected. Good God Almighty. And He keeps my beautiful, wonderful wife happy and contented. Well, that's how I know. I don't really have a praise dance, but I want to get in your way. I don't want to box you in. I want to let this band play something, man. Let these people dance. We're going to dance it out, man. Just celebrate real quick.
Yes, no matter how deep the trials may be and how difficult they may seem, it's going to be all right as long as we keep our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Tim Bowman Jr., I don't know what he's going through, but he says, hey, I'm good. Why? Because Jesus is good to me.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through. have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile, I just wanna cry. It ain't easy, sometimes it's work just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come to fight to quit. So say I'm good, I'm good enough to love myself,
so good.
I'm good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress, just the freedom to know that you are blessed.
I'm good,
good enough to handle my bills,
so good.
I'm good enough to raise my kids. The past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm good.
People ask me, am I confident? I reply with every now and then, but life comes down to two things, and that's rejection and acceptance. So I reject that there's no peace, and I accept that I am free. And that's all I have to be, and that's all I ever need. Cause when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come too far to quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself,
so good.
I'm good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that God is blessed.
I'm good,
good enough to handle my bills,
so good.
Good enough to raise my kids. The past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm
my people. Let me tell you, and I'ma say it loud and clear, and you listen, so you hear me, so you never will forget. You're good enough to get that job, you're good enough to drive that car, and on top of all these things, you're good enough to have your dreams. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Five 39 here on WNFO in Medford. This is our Father's Day edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And we are featuring great men of gospel music who are going to minister to us as fathers would minister to their own family. We just heard Tim Bowman Jr. with I'm Good. That doesn't mean that everything in life is good. Everything that you're experiencing is good. But because you are with God and God is with you, you are victorious. Victorious, even before the victory is won. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now, how can you be more than a conqueror? You know, you go into any game, you go into any battle, you go into any war, you go in there to win. But until you have done that, the victory is uncertain. You may be fighting for your very life, and it seems like you're going to go under. But God says, as believers in him, we are victorious even before the battle is ended. Now, how can that be? That's because God is on our side. He is fighting in our behalf. We may not see him, but he's there. As believers in Christ, we have the presence of the Holy Spirit within us, and so therefore he is greater than anything that is in the world, anyone that is in the world, anything that comes against us, because we are victorious because Jesus, never loses any battles. Pastor Donnie McClurkin and Ty Tribbett, along with the McClurkin Project, and we are victorious. Can you say amen?
We are victorious. We are victorious. Nothing can conquer us. We are victorious.
Victorious!
Come on!
Victorious!
Don't even know.
Amen. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Ty Tribbett and the McClurkin Project, we are victorious. Yes, we are. And the battle may be raging, and we may seem like we have all of our strength has been sapped, all of our energy is gone, but God will fill us with his presence, infill us, overflow us. That's what the anointing is all about, so that no matter how difficult the battle may be at this time, we will not be overcome. We will not be defeated. We don't even feel tired. Why? Because God is working in our behalf. The late Reverend James Cleveland, I don't feel no ways tired, here on Sounds of Praise.
She said,
nobody told me
that the road would be
so.
I don't believe he brought me this far to leave. Oh, why don't y'all sing? This far. Can I get a witness here tonight? Yes, sir. I don't know about you tonight, but I've been running for Jesus a long time. And there's something about walking with him. Hallelujah. Every day gets sweeter than the day before. And for some reason, I don't mind the pitfalls. Because every time I get to one, he's right there. Good God Almighty. And I can say just like that old mother said that night. Don't feel no ways tired, Lord. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be. Well, I don't believe he bring me this far and just leave me. I'm gonna say it one more time. I don't feel no waste time. Sing it for me, Keith.
Don't believe he brought me this far. I don't.
I don't believe he bring me through all the things I've come through. I've been sick, but God brought me. I've been in trouble, and God brought me. I've been I don't believe he'd bring me all this way. Oh, Jesus, don't leave me, Jesus. Don't leave me, Jesus. Don't leave me, Jesus.
James Cleveland here on Sounds of Praise, and I don't feel no ways tired. Yes, the battle gets hard and rough and difficult, but as we continue to hold on to God who created us, we have to recognize then that he not only created us, but he provides everything we need to be victorious. That's the kind of potter that God, our creator, is. Pastor Norman Hutchins acknowledging God as the potter. Lord, you are the potter.
Lord, you are the potter.
Lord, you are the potter.
And I am the clay.
And I am the clay.
Mold me and make me. Have thine own way.
I give my all to you.
To use me through and through. Come on. But Lord, I need your spirit.
Lord, I need your spirit.
Lord, I need your grace. That's what we want to tell him tonight.
Have your way.
Anybody want God to use them?
Have your way in me.
I dare you sing it along with us. Come on.
Have your way.
Have your way, Jesus.
Have your way in me.
I've counted up the cost. Yes, I have.
Your way.
And I'm willing to serve. Yes, I am.
Have your way in me.
Will somebody help me say, have your way.
Have your way.
In my life, Jesus.
Have your way in me.
It hasn't always been easy, but how many of you know that God is able? Some of the things that you go through is because the enemy sees the mark of God on your life. And he's not after you because of where you are, but he's after you because of where you're going. And if he can stop you from bringing to birth the hidden treasures that God has spoken over your life, not only does he hinder you, but he hinders people that's going to be blessed by you. That's why you got to make up in your mind that no matter what it takes, I'm receiving everything that God has for me. I tell somebody, tell them it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Come on.
Making a difference in the growing Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music. You're tuned to the Sunday, Father's Day, June 17th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought